joys, concerns, many joys and concerns and praises you might have this morning. We continue to ask prayer for Judy and her recovery with her cancer situation. So far, doing real good. The prayer request that we have on the bulletin is on the screen. You know, God wants us to talk to Him, and He wants to talk to us. So it's nice to have an 800 number or a prayer line or something like that, but you know, we need to be able to know that we can go directly to the access in the Holy of Holies to God. When Jesus died on the cross and He gave up the ghost and said, "Lord, I commit my spirit to You," the veil in the temple was rent in two. That veil was there to separate the Holy of Holies from the rest of the synagogue. And only people could go in there was the priest. That all changed when Jesus died on the cross. We now have direct access to the Lord. So take time and pray for yourself and pray for your family. It's good to do intercessory prayers, what we do in church, but make sure that you take time to talk to God. He loves you and He wants to talk to you. Anybody else? Any prayers, concerns, or choices you might have? Yeah.
Yeah, we have my older brother. He fell about a month ago. He's in rehab. He's better, but he's still not able to stand on his own. And his wife is 85, and she's slowly going. I mean, she has Alzheimer's, and it's just getting worse every day. So just remember those two, please.
Sharon, your name, you're not Sharon, are you? You're Sandra.
Stan's dad went to the ER yesterday, and so he's still having issues with his mom and dad. He's 81 and she's 87, and so they're having medical issues, and every time he has an ache or a pain, he goes to the emergency room because he thinks that's the end.
Thank you. Anybody else this morning? You know, I think, and I was telling Judy's brother Hardy, we went to see him the other day, and he laying there, he had broke the ribs this time when he fell. But he's looking good. Yeah, he's looking good, and he said, he's laying there, and he says, "You know, I want to get up." And I feel like I can get up. But when I try to get up, I can't. And I said, "Hardy," I said, "I think," now this is out of the book of Ralph, so you can take it for what it's worth, "but I think that God has given us a way to remind us of eternal life. Because the real Hardy that lives deep down inside here is just as full of piss and vinegar as he always was, and you feel like you can do everything, but this outside earth suit tendency not to want to cooperate." I think that's why God give us that inside, because we don't ever feel old on the inside. So, that's a promise, another one of God's promises. I think that's pretty cool.